This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
We begin today with something that everyone is definitely not in the loop about, how to prosper in this digital economy. We told you yesterday about Home Depot and its third quarter woes, you remember, lousy sales and lowered full year projections, in part because its online strategy isn't paying off. Today, its target, BAFO, would be a good description of its profit report today. Everything up more than anybody had been guessing. Digital sales, in particular, up 31% over a year ago. A lot of reasons for all of this, of course. The retailer has been pushing tariff costs onto its suppliers, for one thing, but also its online sales strategy, which, as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, might not actually be all that online at all.
A few years ago, Target began investing in new ways for customers to buy things.
Buy online, pick up in store. Buy online, have delivered to your house. Same day, next day, second day.
Charlie O'Shea is a senior retail analyst with Moody's. Consumers liked this, especially curbside pickup, where you drive up and someone from the store drops your stuff in your trunk and then you drive off. Andrew Lipsman is a retail analyst with eMarketer.
It fits into their schedule, driving home from work. They save on shipping costs. Another key driver is really concerns around package theft.
He says curbside pickup accounted for 80% of the surge in digital sales. Target was able to save money on shipping, too. It uses its own stores as distribution centers for local delivery. Target's CEO told CNBC that, and curbside pickup cut costs by 90%. Greg Portell is with A.T. Kearney.
They are bringing together digital and physical in ways that many other retailers haven't been able to successfully do.
The stuff that Target stores carry is also often tailored to local markets, says Moody's Charlie O'Shea.
They're able to just laser in on the local market and what those folks are going to buy, and then they've set the back rooms up so that they're able to do that.
Now, of course, the big driver behind all these efforts to make it easier for consumers to buy things is that consumers are willing to buy things. As long as that holds up, so will Target's fortunes. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.